What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Cody Springer here, the host. I've been doing the most and in video. Yes, this is the video debut of the Cody Springer Show. This is how the podcast will look from this point forward. It'll be available on Spotify in video. And I'm not sure about the other podcast platforms, but they might be in video as well. But in any event, you'll be enjoying a great video podcast. I'm kicking things off with a special guest interview. I had Mac Montana on the podcast, and we talked about Mac's new album that's coming out in February called See No Evil. We also talked about the music video, Pretending, X Practice, and what he's got planned in the future. So without any further ado, my interview with the one and only Mac Montana. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Cody Springer here in the first official video podcast interview. I'm here with Mac Montana, who's been on the show before, but the first time being on video. Mac, how's it going, man?
Chilling, bro. You already know.
And Mac, you've been pretty busy, you know, since the last time that we spoke on the podcast. Recently, you put out a music video, your first music video. It was that double song that you did.
Yep. Pretending X Practice.
Right. And, I was very impressed. You know, it was really well done, professionally shot and everything. And, yeah, man, I was just blown away by the quality that, of the video. Tell us how the video came together and the feedback you've received from it.
That day was kind of hectic. It was just like, I don't know, man, like we had to shoot it in 2 days. We couldn't shoot it in 1 day. It was just too much, you know what I'm saying? And during the video shoot, my cousin was directing the shit, and it was lit, man. It was lit. We had a lit time, and they brought out the drone and shit, and it just got crazy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to FNS Films, and shout out to my boy Abdi. He shot that too, you know what I'm saying? Edited by FNS, and they went crazy on that. You already know, like, and the feedback I got from it, a lot of people like that shit because it's you know what I'm saying? It's what it's supposed to look like. You know what I'm saying? That's what real rap is. If the videos is what really matters, what people pay attention to.
Right, yeah. The music videos are definitely important because you can tell the story of the song in the music video. And, I mean, what you were able to showcase, I think, gave more of an insight into who you are as an artist, and it was definitely dope.
Yeah, man, that got put together very well. I mean, in the time it was shot, it was stressful, but it was put together well.
So you said it took you guys 2 days. You couldn't do it in 1 day. Was it just time constraints or just other things going on?
More like we had one location. You know what I'm saying? It was a dope location where y'all seen. All the, like, in the video showed, like, a Supreme room. And shout out my bro, Say the Flips. You already know the vibes. You already know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you got the Supreme room or whatever. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? We got the Supreme arcade machine with Street Fighter on it. I don't know if people caught that, you know what I'm saying, with the old Street Fighter on it. Like, little shit like that just made the video stand out. And then with that, it was, like, we couldn't really shoot. Like, we didn't want to shoot too much like in that room, so we was like, we have to probably like divide it, so like, you know what I'm saying. And we shot the next day in the field because we was looking for a field at first, and the field that we was gonna shoot at first, people were playing in it, like playing soccer, so we just left, found a new field, shot the video. And then my boy that was shooting the video, he decided to bring the drone out, and it was just crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was up from there.
Yeah, I mean, it can be kind of hard to, film in certain areas because, like you said, you know, there's people, you know, in the area, and that can kind of be a pain in the ass to kind of, you know, work around that. But,
yeah,
you know.
Even that, like the police seeing us doing the video, they was just like, man, just make it quick. I was just like, I have a word. So yeah. It was like, it was lit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, man, like this is like movie quality shit that we're seeing right here.
Yeah, hell yeah.
For sure.
That's exactly what I try to bring to the table, like, because quality is what matters.
Yes. And you recently went down to Texas as well.
I was out there going crazy, man.
Everybody. Yeah. People may not know this, but your manager Chris, who, you know, I mean, obviously we have a history, you know, but you know, Chris is your current manager and lives down in Texas. So, you know, was the conversation made like, hey man, you gotta come down here? I got stuff lined up for you.
Yeah. Definitely trying to finesse that, man. I got like a lot going on right now. Yeah, but I'm definitely trying to make my way. The main thing I wanted to talk about right now on this podcast is the shit I got on the way is crazy. Nobody's gonna ever think of it. Like, watch. We gonna link up, Cody, bro. You already know the vibes.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you got the new album dropping next month, See No Evil. I'm gonna tell everybody this right now, you know. Stuff that Mac's gonna be bringing to the table, you know, you ain't gonna expect it, man. You know, because I mean, this man right here is dedicated to the craft, and just better with time.
Oh yeah, like I'm about to go crazy, like some unreleased shit. Like, see, I just put out a feature, a preview of a feature that I recorded today, right before I made made it to this podcast. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? I literally recorded it in the studio like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, busy.
Going crazy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm really trying to grind hard, bro. Like, they ain't gonna expect what I have.
Oh yeah, I can definitely see that. You know, I've been watching what you've been doing, and you know, I'm glad that it's, you know, really jumping off for you, man. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you had some shows down in Texas, and then you're also you're heading back down there as well because you're hosting an event coming up. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, first off, shout out Cash and Empire, man. Like, yo, they smooth down there, dog. Like, I want to say, like, out there, like, it's kind of different, bro. Like, this is, like, besides the flyer, like, yo, like, out there, bro, like the love they was giving me, they were like, man, you from Boston, you gotta show out. So I'm just like, yo, I was shocked because in my city they don't really do that shit. So I was just like, it kind of threw me off. But yeah, this dude Cash, he runs Empire. Like, he runs a club called The Empire, and it's crazy, it's lit, you know what I'm saying? And he chopped it up with Chris, and we ended up trying to throw an event, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be hosting it. Winner gets $400, you know what I'm saying? $30 slots. There's only 10 slots. You know what I'm saying? And we trying to do it like BYOB, like bring your own bottle. You know what I'm saying? This shit's going to be lit. Like, we're going to bring something out, have a good time. And you know what I'm saying? You can get your smoke on if you smoke, you drink, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get lit. We're going to see real performances. I'm going to have versatile performances. That's the main thing with this. I'm trying to have like everything, like rap, boom, bap, spitting word, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like spoken word and shit like that. I'm trying to have everything, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna go crazy, and that's just the whole purpose of it. Like, it's gonna be a versatile event, and then this is the type of event where I introduce my label too.
Yes. Get Money Business. Yes. Yeah, your new label as well just started up. You're managing it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a thing where you're going to be repping it solo for a while, or do you plan to bring artists into the label?
Nah, I mean, see, I'm not being solo with it. Like, I have people behind it, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know, man. It just feels good to be like my own boss. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like feeling like I could like control my own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah.
And it's like, and that feeling is amazing. Like, so yeah. I'm starting with that.
Right, you're free to do what you want. You know, you don't have to answer to anybody. You know, you're running it. You know,
not even that. Like, even with anything else, I ain't never answered to nobody. It's just like I want to start my own like empire type shit. Like, I want to bring something. Not like the club type shit, but I'm talking like an actual empire, like a business, and bring something up like that I could build with my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, these rappers focus on like chains, cars, and clothes, and I don't really care about none of that shit. Like, to be honest, like, it's just weird to me. Like, I don't know. Like, I want to get a business, bro. I want to be bigger. I want more for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. You're just focused on making it. For yourself, you know, don't care about any of that flashy shit. You know, it's about
That shit's like materialistic. Yeah. I feel like to a certain extent, if you blow up, like, you're gonna get tired of that shit sooner or later. Like, I don't know, man. I just like to think different, bro. That's just me.
Yeah, I definitely feel you. You know, hell, man. I mean, if I would buy Walmart clothes for the rest of my life, I'd be content with that. You know, because I don't really care, you know, about that shit either.
No. I'd rather rock Nike all my life, bro. Like, you see me, bro. Like, I'm literally wearing Nike and sweatpants. Like, no bullshit. But, like that's all I'd be on. Like, I don't really care for the drip. And the drip that I do got was gifts. Like, you feel me? I don't care for none of that shit.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's how it is for me, too. Like, I'm wearing a Gap shirt right now. But that was gifted to me, you know? But if it, you know, I mean, if no one had gifted this to me, then I'd probably just be rocking shit that I got from Walmart, you know, because that's just how I roll, you know. I'm not buying no $200 shirts or anything like that.
Yeah, nah, no bullshit. Like, I'll get myself a $50 tech suit and I'll be all right. Like, you know what I'm saying? A Nike tech suit, well, I'll be all right, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, people would just be, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's on my feet, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'd be like, keeping up with the feet, because I used to be a sneakerhead, so I rock some shit on the feet, but like everything else, like, bro, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. A lot of people care about stupid shit nowadays, and I don't see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel like a lot of people care too much about materialistic shit, and I even have family members who are like that too, where they care so much about materialistic shit, stuff that you can easily replace. I'm like, you know, you're just, they, people just lose sight of what is more important, you know, but, you know, it's good that you ain't getting caught up in that.
I mean, I used to be, but like now I don't see no point in it. I used to look like, now I look at my old self and be like, yo, what the fuck was you doing? But then again, I don't regret nothing I did in my past because it made me who I am today.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, you know, it was kind of weird for you that, you know, when you went down to Texas, that, you know, they were showing you love out there, whereas people from your hometown in Boston, they were just like, you know, they weren't really, you know, fucking with it. Like, I mean, why do you think that is?
I don't know, man. Like, see, that's the thing with me, bro. Like, I love my city to death. I always rep my city. It's tatted on me and everything. You know what I'm saying? I love Boston. But the thing with that is nobody ever want to work together. Like, nobody, everybody's like, oh, you got jumped with this person. No, I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weirdo shit. And Boston's not a regular place. Like, you know how, like, Crips and Bloods, you know what I'm saying, go to war with flags? Like, I'm not disrespecting it either. But you know how Crips and Bloods go to war with flags?
Yeah.
In Boston, you go to war over hats. Like, if you wear a baseball cap with the wrong team or a basketball cap with the wrong team, you're getting shot at. You know what I'm saying? It's retarded. Like, I just can't get down with that, bro. And, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, the streets used to be different. Like everybody was solid, you know what I'm saying, and everything now. And that's why, like, I don't fuck with the streets now, because everybody's just, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't, like, I've realized about, like, certain people in my life, bro. I just be like, yo, what, bro? Like, I can't fuck with you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm literally by myself doing this shit. And Chris, you know what I'm saying? Third kind. You know what I'm saying? That's my family. They're always going to be there too. And you know what I'm saying? It's, that's all I keep it to. I don't really fuck with a lot of people.
Right. Yeah, I can relate to that. You know, I come from a much smaller town than, most people. But at the same time, you know, there's people I would grow up with that would get mixed up and shit that, you know, just wasn't, you know, healthy or safe. And then after a while, you're just like, man, you know, what are you doing? You know, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you just got to really, like, be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. No, I'm happy.
But, do you think there's an overall, like, better appreciation for, like, for music down in Texas compared to Boston?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Everybody, like, all right, so they was on some shit out there. Like, as soon as we pulled up, right, and it was, like my Chris will know what I'm talking about. As soon as we pulled up, right, I'm thinking, like, yo, there's going to be a whole bunch of people, like, on that shit, like, trying to be cool, or trying to flex and just be. I'm like, oh, man, because that's how it is in Boston. Like, everybody on that tough shit, like, y'all hate that shit, bro, because, like, I don't want to get out of my character, you know what I'm saying, to do some stupid shit. So I hate when everybody around me is on that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when I walk in, I'm like, yo, they're going to try to be on some shit, blah, 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 whatever. I ain't worried about it, though, mind you. So I'm telling Chris, I'm just like, yo, just be ready for anything, like, whatever. I'll punch somebody the fuck out. You know what I'm feeling? You know what I'm saying? This ain't my part, so I'm not going to do nothing stupid. But so I'm just like, everybody's going to be on some tough shit. And it was just like, yo, everybody, like, came in on some cool shit. Like, everybody was like, yo, who's this? Blah, blah, blah. Where you from? Boston? Oh, all right, yo, let me hear your music. They heard my music. I'm lying. At first, I didn't want to show nobody my music. I didn't want to show nobody my music. I wanted to get everybody at the performance so I could show them the element of the surprise. So I was just like, whatever. Bang. So I was just like, this one dude walked up to me and he's like, yo, bro, I need to hear your music. So I was just like, fuck it. I showed him the music video, the Pretending. He went crazy. Everybody that heard it, like, even my old people didn't go as crazy as he went. Like, yo, he went crazy. And then everybody was like, he was like, yo, he called the whole crowd. He was like, yo, y'all gotta listen to this. It went crazy. Boom. Then I performed the song, right? And in the song, I was like, bad bitch, suck, bitch, unless you got two heads, run up the bag, I'm getting new bread, right? And I swear to God, yo, this one dude, right? Even Chris was laughing about it. Yo, he was like, did you hear what the fuck he said? Bad bitch, suck, bitch, like he got two, what? He was like, yo, y'all ain't fucking with that. Yo, it was just a lit night, bro. Like, yo, the whole thing, like, everybody was rocking with us, right? And then this dude walks up to me. He was like, yo, perform at my club. We could hold 300 people, blah, blah, blah. Something like that, 350 people. And then he was just like, yo, perform at my club. And then, bang. Like, it was just, I don't know, it was a movie, bro. Like, I just kept, you know what I'm saying? We was doing shows out there just going crazy, bro. Like, I don't know. I didn't expect that. Like, me whole time, I ain't gonna lie. Like, Texas was lit, but I was at a point for, like, maybe a whole week and a half where I was just like, yo, there ain't no shows out here. There ain't no business out here. There ain't nothing. And then, boom, it smacked me right in the face. I had crazy followers out there. I was on the radio, everything.
Wow. That's crazy, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, man. Like, it just goes to show, sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone, out of what's familiar, in order to achieve what you want, you know? But yeah, I mean, sometimes that's all it takes, you know, just, you know, putting yourself out there in a different environment to get things popping.
Yeah, bro.
And now you're going back to Texas next month. Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, so you're hosting that showcase event next month. Yeah. Yeah. You plan on doing some more stuff down in Texas, or do you want to eventually branch out into other states, you know, see what's popping over there?
I mean, I do, but with the situation I'm in right now, I can't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to do some shit, and you know what I'm saying? It's going, like, I'm a basically, like, sit back for a second and just drop shit. Like, low-key, though. But it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, bro, if I really wanted to, bro, with the amount of songs I got, I could stop rap for, like, a year.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I remember the last conversation we had on the podcast. You said you had enough material to where you wouldn't have to drop music for, you know, quite a while, you know, because you had so much built up at the time.
Yeah, that time, yeah, I did. But a lot of those songs, it turned into features, or I dropped it here and there. But there's still a lot, like, I have, like, I'm not even gonna lie, it's probably, like 70-something songs, 60 songs.
Wow. So
in a year, I could just keep dropping a single, boom, 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 boom. And then hit them with a little tape. You know what I'm saying? That's just how rap works. But a lot of shit right now with the rap thing, like I said earlier, you got to do the videos, and then you got to do all this other shit. If you make an album, you have to shoot videos to the album.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of that takes time and money.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's why I'm just trying to, like, take a break. You know what I'm saying? Get certain shit in my own, like, my personal life shit right. And then go back.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Got to take care of, you know, your personal business. You know, because to me, you know, my priorities are, you know, family, friends, and then whatever else, you know. Yeah, you got to take care of what's most important first, and then worry about everything else later.
Yes, sir.
So, back on the album, See No Evil. What can people expect? If you were to describe this upcoming album in a few words, what would it be?
Don't turn back. I don't know if it went over people's heads or what, but don't turn back. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole meaning of the album. If people don't get it, they don't get it, but don't turn back.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think this would kind of, you know, like if people were like sit down and really listen to it, like this will like kind of like wake people up, open their minds a little bit?
It's mainly on some like, alright, See No Evil. Alright, I'm gonna give everybody the explanation because I don't want people to get confused. What I mean by don't turn back is See No Evil is like you dealing with certain shit in your life, right? And then that's the bad side of the shit that you deal with. But a lot of people in the world always see bad side when you leave it like that. You get it? So See No Evil is basically that, where I'm not turning back. Like, I'm not turning back to my old self. I'm going to branch up and be something new. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole meaning of GMB now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm making something happen for myself. That's going to be a part of my process. And then it's going to be on the good side because I'm going to get artists and it's going to be built up into something that I really wanted to be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And speaking of, you know, the label GMB, do you want to necessarily recruit other rappers, or do you want to bring in people who can sing or people that can do anything?
I want a different variety, bro. Cause it's like people ask me why I don't pick one style of rap, and I just can't do that. I'm versatile. So that's just it. You know what I'm saying? And people just don't get it. So I want like versatile rappers, you know what I'm saying? Doing the same shit I'm doing on the same time I'm on, shit like that.
We're back here. I had to take a little break, but we're back here with Mac Montana. And we were talking a little bit before we took a break that, you know, that versatility in an artist, You know, I mean, those are the best artists to really listen to. And that's what you're looking for with GMB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the whole point of it, bro. Like, about to do something big.
Yes. And with, you know, your new label, GMB, like, what is something that you're looking to accomplish with your label? Like, when people listen to a GMB artist, what do you want the listener to expect?
That's the thing. See, like, I want to put it so, like, we have enough artists for, how can I explain? All right, we have enough artists so people can come, like, anybody can come. Like say you like jazz music, we going to try to have that. You going to have, like, you like spoken word shit, we going to have that. You know what I'm saying? You want rap, we going to have that. You know what I'm saying? Everything, like, so it's like a one-stop, you know what I'm saying?
Like, the one label that can do it all.
Yeah, the one label that can do it all, yeah.
So, over the next year or so, what do you want people to take out of your music? Like, when they listen to Mac Montana, what do you want them to get from your music?
Shit, I'm trying to, like, I don't know, weird shit, but, like, I'm trying to change some life type shit with my music. Like, that's, I want, like, if you going through some shit and you hear my shit and you feel in a different way, that's the type of shit, like, I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Because I got different shit for anybody. That's, like, that was the whole shit with the GMB shit. Like, man, like, feel me? Like, I don't know, like, people just don't, like, I don't know if you get it or some shit, but, like, people don't get, like, the versatility thing. Like, people just, like, why don't you have, like, one thing? Like, mad people will say that to me. So it's just, like, I'm versatile. Can't help it.
Yeah, I mean, like, to me, the best artists are the ones who bring something different to the table every time they're putting out a song. You know, like, you can be on your, you know, best, you know, hard rap shit, and then the next song you're talking about a life experience that changed you, you know, that molded you into the person you are. And then people are like, well, I want that banger, man. I don't want this shit. I'm like, okay, now let's think about this for a minute. If that's all you really listen to, then what are you really taking from it? You know, what are you learning from it?
Exactly, bro. That's, you know, what I like. That's why low-key, bro, a lot of people don't get it, but I'll be dropping gems in my songs. Like, what that means is, like, I'll be dropping certain knowledges that people just don't get, bro. Like I'm really trying to change something. Like, I'm not trying to be a one-hit wonder and none of that. As a matter of fact, fuck that shit. I'm not even worried about that one-hit wonder or being in the industry. What I care about is somebody, like I said, if I could change somebody's life with one song or album, whatever the case may be, bro, that's the shit that keep me grinding, bro.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the thing. Like, you can change that one person's life, and they're like, oh, wow, you know, this really helped me through a hard time, you know, because a lot of my favorite artists are ones who helped me through a difficult time in my life. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I really think the best artists are the ones who can really connect with you and, yeah, just really connect with you on an emotional, mental level, for sure.
Yeah, facts.
So, yeah, we talked about the album. We talked about, you know, you getting yourself out there more. Yeah, what do you have any other goals or plans in mind? Like, do you want to maybe do some comedy, or maybe do some, like, you know, YouTube and or TikTok, or are you in any of that kind of stuff?
That's crazy that you said that, bro, because I was doing, like, skits and shit with a ski mask on. So it was lit. Like, I guess it was going crazy.
You're doing skits with a ski mask?
Yeah, like, I can't explain it. Like, I'm Puerto Rican, so I was calling it Poppy Ski. You feel me? So it was
okay.
Like, yeah, it was funny, bro. I was doing funny skits and shit. I'm about to get back into it, actually, because there was a lot of, like, people was loving this shit. It was funny as hell.
See, that's the thing. Like, I had a character I did with a former friend of mine. It was called C&M Entertainment, and I had a character who was a lawyer who went by the name of Dick Johnson. I don't know if you've seen any of the Dick Johnson stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I still get asked about the character. My plan is to eventually do that character again at some point. I just don't know when that's going to be because I got so much shit going on and stuff like that. So I don't know when that character will ever return. But yeah, one day I'm bringing it back. So be on the lookout for Dick Johnson.
But hey, you know what I'm saying, bro? That's what I was doing that shit at the spare time too, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just do it on your spare time, bro.
Yeah,
do your skits, whatever, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, if you got multiple different talents, then why not use them? You know,
bro. Yeah, I'm surprised you said that, bro. Yeah. What the fuck? Like, no bullshit. I'm about to tell you some shit right now.
All right.
I have my own label. Just know how a label works. Like, you get current DMs, current, you know what I'm saying? This is how my label's been moving since I made it. Current DMs, current comments, boom. Shit's booming right now. Now, that's a headache, number one. I make my own covers, right? I make my own beats that I rap on. I make my lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I got a manager. I do shows. I'm about to host the show. I'm doing everything, bro. Like, I'm going crazy right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you have got, as an independent artist, you know, and, you know, I think I've said this before, but, you know, you kind of have to do everything yourself because you don't have the machine backing you up. So if you want your shit to be successful, you have to put in the work and do it yourself.
Yeah, but a lot of people, like, I don't get it, bro. Like, cause, like, no bullshit. Like, I was talking to this kid yesterday. I went to do a label, and I had to, you know, tell him some real shit. And I was just like, yo, and just told him, like, yo, labels ain't really the way to glow. Cause I was like, yo, see, my label's always support, so I'm glad. Cause he had a manager, right? So I'm just like, we doing everything that a manager's doing, so it wouldn't make sense to have a manager, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and be on the label. So he understood that, and then all that, and then he was just like, I lost train of thought. Yeah, he was like, he was trying to like, oh, be like with a label and other stuff, and I just told him like, yo, like, all that shit really don't matter, bro. Like, I'm like, you do this shit yourself. He does his own cover. He's like me, so I'm just like, bro, stick to that because that's the wave. Like, nobody could tell you shit. You make your own shit. You own your own masters with the music, and you just go with your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can make anything. You can make a million in this shit. You just gotta do it the smart way, investing and believing in yourself. You believe in yourself, you can make it anywhere. It's just manifesting. You know what I'm saying? Be the bigger picture. Rise above the hate and just see shit.
Yeah, you definitely got to believe in yourself first and foremost, because if you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else is going to.
Yeah, like a lot of people's not going to see that.
Right. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned that you do cover arts, and from time to time you do contests or giveaways for cover art.
Yeah. That's a rare thing, though. I'm not really doing that shit right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a one-in-a-lifetime thing. Like, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I bring it back, it's going to be, like, for 2 hours or an hour or so. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got business. I got to run. So, it's just, like... Like, I'll do, like, 15% off and shit like that, 20% off. Like, I don't mind that shit. Like, but... The whole fire sale contest is what I'm not going to be really doing anymore.
I just want to put this out there for anyone who's looking to work with you. You don't do nothing for free.
Yeah, bro. Like, this is the shit I had to explain to a lot of people, bro. Like, I told people, like, no bullshit. Like, I do, like, I'm not going to sit there and, like, lie to people. Like, Yeah, like, if I fuck with your shit, bro, I'm not going to charge you. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I fuck with your shit, but if you just, like, I don't know, man. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, like, the only way I'll charge people if, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Right now, I'm really not in the position to charge people. But for features, but I'm talking like cover art, everything. Yeah, I'm charging for that.
Right. Yeah. That kind of stuff. Yeah. But yeah, because some artists do free features, and that's to their discretion. You know, do what you want to do.
Like, bro, I charge. Like, all right, put it like this: if you fuck with me, like you family, you getting a free feature. And if I don't know you, I'm gonna have to charge you.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just put it like that. Like, my family, they don't ever have to pay for a feature. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I don't know you and you're a random dude trying to do a feature, you're getting charged. Not too much, but you're getting charged. Like, yeah. I've been doing this shit for 13 years, bro. Something got to give.
Right. I mean, and that's another thing, too. Like, and people may not understand this. Like, well, you know, why should I have to pay? Because, you know, I mean, as an independent artist, you have to hustle your way, you know?
Yeah.
And if that, you know, includes charging people for features, then so be it.
For a verse, I swear to God. No, for a verse and a hook, I'm not going to charge nobody more than $100. Swear to God.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Right now, but if I get bigger, I'm obviously going to have to up the price, bro. I can't be, you get up the price as you rise up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't be doing $100 features. I'm going to be worked out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah. You just can't, you know, be doing free features all the time. I mean, let's put this in perspective. Take an independent artist like Hobson, for example. Do you think he does free features? Hell no.
Yeah, I mean, nobody. But I don't know, bro. Like I said, if I rock with the person, like if it's my peoples or whatever, yeah, they get featured. But anybody else, I don't know you, bro. You gotta pay.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got the album coming out in February, See No Evil. Is there a release date for that?
Yeah, February 25th.
All right, February 25th. Everybody mark it down their calendars. See No Evil coming out February 25th on all streaming platforms. Mac Montana doing it big. The label GMB, Get Money Business.
Yeah, I want to say something, bro. Shout out to that song we did, too. That song is fire.
Oh, yes, All My Life, yes. The song that Mac and I did. Came out Christmas Eve, this past Christmas Eve, All My Life. Yeah, man. I hope, you know, people took away stuff from that song for sure, you know? You know, because we were talking about, you know, coming up in the struggle, fighting in the trenches, you know? Because, I mean, that's how it is, you know, for some of us. You know, a lot of us ain't privileged and, you know, our parents had wads of cash, you know? Like, you know, I'm just going to say this right here. You know, I might, you know, have a fancy podcast set up, but, you know, that shit wasn't cheap, you know, so.
And people, yeah, man. Shit, we just got to get it how we love, bro.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mac. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. But before we do, is there anything that you want to let your fans know about before we get out of here?
Shit, look out for See No Evil. You already know February 25th, we're going up. Yes, sir. Look out for the Empire Worldwide Showcase, too. You already know we lit. That's it.
And where can people follow you on social media?
Hey, 3K underscore Montana on Instagram, and everybody follow GMB, the label, on Instagram.
All right, Mac. Take care, and I'm looking forward to listening to the new album when it drops. And yeah, man, thank you for doing this interview, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you already know, bro.
All right, man. Take care. Talk to you later.
All right, bro.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mac Montana. You know, Mac's always is always welcomed here on the Cody Sprainer Show, providing us some insight. And he's definitely one of the few real artists out there independently who's, just on the grind and making things happen for himself. And I'm definitely happy and proud for his success and his continued success. And I wish him all the best of luck with his label, GMB, Get Money Business. And definitely check out his album, See No Evil, coming out February 25th. And for myself, Cody Sprainer, I'm signing off here on the very first video edition of the Cody Sprainer Show. Thank you, and until next time, peace.